So the reason that we went to petition was for the fact that women and youth have not been nominated or appointed as the constitutional provision. I think from time immemorial, Zambia's governance structures have been dominated by men. Even if we have a constitutional provision that actually tells a nominating person or a person that has been given powers to appoint persons into public office to ensure that there is a 50-50 gender representation, first of all, but then also equitable representation of the youth, as well as persons with disabilities. So because of that background, and, you know, I think this is a fact that everybody knows, we decided, you know, other methods of advocacy and so on have not worked, so we might as well take it in litigation-wise. So that is the reason we basically took it to the court.
But Harriet, some people are suggesting that it appears women groups and women activists like yourself are not giving the government enough time to come up with a full list of appointments before going to court, and that you are jumping the gun too quickly.
I think that's a very terrible assumption, because when we petitioned, and when we, if going forward, we continue to petition the government, it's because lists have already been made and the conclusion has already been drawn. So the reason we went to the court is because we only went to the court after nominations or appointments had been done, and people were already sitting in cabinet, people were already, you know, people were working in the government. So it's not like we went to the court before appointments were made.
What do you think are the prospects of this case against the government?
So, you know, what we would like to see is the government actually following the laws of the country that we're in. The constitution is the highest law in the land, and it must be followed to the letter. In Article 259, it says if a person is given power to make appointments, that person shall ensure. I think you and I understand that the term shall ensure means the person must ensure it's mandatory that there should be 50-50 gender representation, there should be equitable youth representation, and persons with disabilities as well. And young people, for example, make up the majority. It's the largest constituent population-wise in this country. Women make up more than half the population. So you cannot tell me that this is not practicable to do so. And that was a ruling in court a few months ago in July.
Well, some people are saying previous governments have chosen people they think are competent to work with. Secondly, this is the second government that has a female as the vice president. Isn't this enough?
You know, I will keep going back to the law, to the laws of the country, and the fact that even the international instruments that we have domesticated and ratified speak to the fact that we should have 50-50 gender representation. It is not for the sake of just having women in positions of power or in governance. You know, women play a very critical role when it comes to development. In the Ministry of Health, talk about the Ministry of Education, there are so many aspects that I believe could have moved forward. Zambia could have been at a different level had we had women taking up these positions of power. So it's not like women are just, you know, the women's movement is just speaking from without. We have seen it in Rwanda, for example. Talk about Germany. We have seen that there's certain countries where women are taking the lead and things are moving. So why can we not, you know, go in that direction? And for the fact that we have something that backs it up. If we have a piece of law that says one, two, three, we must follow that, especially if the law actually says that this shall be done, this must be done, is mandatory. So it's not that we're just speaking from without. And just having one woman, a vice president, is not enough. It's not like we're competing for the two first positions. It's in the whole lot of the governance structure.